Hello and welcome to ADHD Avenue's podcast, where everything goes and goes and goes. I'm Marcus Manning, and I'm a licensed professional clinical counselor.
And I'm Jackie Morrison, a licensed marriage and family therapist.
And here on ADHD Avenue, you're home. So, check this out. This podcast is separate from our work as therapists in session, and this information is not intended as therapeutic or medical advice in any way. It is really purely informational and entertaining. Please consult with a mental health professional if you have any questions or concerns.
Hello and welcome
Hello.
Back.
Hello, I'm Marcus.
And yes. I'm Jackie.
Yeah.
Still.
Yep, still you.
Dude. I was just going to introduce our topic.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You can introduce the topic. I could have introduced the topic while I'm talking now, but I'm going to stop.
Go for
I'm
it.
I'm going to pass it over to you.
I think your voice sounds better.
Just that feeling like the other shoe's going to drop. When is the other shoe going to drop? And this feeling of dis-ease that I think, happens to everybody, but I think can tend to happen very commonly with ADHD.
Yeah, you know, I see it often, and so oftentimes when I talk about things, I talk about things from my own personal experience, and also from perhaps people that I've known, and their description of their experiences, and so the data that I'm utilizing to pull from is from a multitude of sources. And again, one of those sources being myself. But so this feeling of the other shoe to, waiting for the other shoe to drop, or feeling like the other shoe is going to drop, is a feeling that I think I've heard, like I said, from a lot of people, and I felt it myself. And it's also something that I think it's a joy stealer.
Yes.
It's a
what
joy.
What a great way to put that.
Yeah. It's a joy stealer, and it doesn't allow you to experience the moment or moments in ways that we could if this thing wasn't there stealing our joy. And so feeling like the other shoe is going to drop. And so like you said, people oftentimes explain it as just a level of uneasiness. And, and you use the word dis-ease, not disease, but dis-ease. And so you could be just kind of maybe, I don't know, but let's just say in an unemployment setting, and, you know, you're doing your work and you're doing just fine, and maybe you even, at your employer, you just got a raise. Well, in many cases, that's reason for celebration, you know, if you're going with that process. And so, but that you get the raise and you even get some accolades or whatever it is. But there's still a part of you that won't allow yourself to really fully experience the accomplishment, because in some way there's that little part of you somewhere within you that says, but wait a minute, something is going to happen. And so that, again, in that moment, again, is stealing, again, the joy from that experience. But so I think I get curious about where that feeling comes from. What causes it. And so, again, you'll always hear us say curious, but being curious about just that shoe dropping. And when I think about it, I think back to perhaps even maybe times as a kid, as I was saying earlier, where we knew that, okay, maybe mom told me to clean my room, and I did for 4 minutes, but it was a 20-minute job. And so, but I turned it into a 4-minute job by shoving everything under the bed and then neatly making
bed.
My bed and having the bedspread make sure that it went over the edges so that you couldn't see the stuff stuffed underneath. So, but then mom would come in and mom would see the room was clean and would give me praise for that. And I felt kind of good in that moment. Pretty good. But again, it was almost the same sort of feeling fast forward to maybe an experience in a company where there was that little part of me, like I said, that knows I didn't do it the way that it was supposed to be done. And so I think in many cases that feeling of the shoe to drop, not in every case, but there's sometimes. So now I'm going to see if I can make this make sense. From the ADD perspective, Oftentimes, we don't have patience. And that's patience to complete things.
Yeah.
And so, patience, procrastination, and probably other P words that mean relatively the same kind of thing. Yes. But we know that there's those scenarios where maybe we shoved things under the bed. Yeah. Or maybe we didn't complete the task in the way that it was supposed to be completed. We left a step out. And this isn't saying that we're just awful people as ADHDers. We just have an understanding sometimes of mm-hmm. the way that our brain works, and we need to get rid of something.
Yes.
And so we rush through it, and yep. we know that we did.
Yep.
But although one of the cool things is that because we are exceptional people and we do exceptional things, the quality of that work that we did is perhaps still awesome.
Yep.
But we still know that I didn't give it all that I needed to. And yes. I think that feeling sits in us and yes. creates that feeling of that something is going to happen, that yep. somebody's going to know
yep.
that, hey, wait a minute.
Yep.
And so we always kind of walk looking over our shoulder a little bit,
yes.
Wondering if mom's going to figure out or caregiver's going to figure out yep. that the stuff is underneath the bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I am thinking that's such a great analogy mm-hmm. and I think such a great connection, because everybody's had, well, whatever, I can't speak for everybody.
Sure.
But everybody's had an experience like that where you mm-hmm. just didn't quite do what you were supposed to do or to the fullest extent or whatever, and you got caught or somebody found out. And sometimes it doesn't matter at all because you still got the thing done or got the right answer or whatever, but there still is that, like, oh, but you didn't do it right. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't feel great, even if it was kind of a, you know, silly thing mm-hmm. of like, mm-hmm. did you show your work right in math class? And okay, you still got the right answer, but you didn't show your work in the exact right way. And it's easy to just be like, okay, well, who really cares? But at the same time, right. you've been made aware that you didn't do something accurately, and mm-hmm. that might sit with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that does tend to show up then with kind of an imposter syndrome like, and yeah. I think they can, those can be different. Those can be sure, different ideas.
Sure.
But I do think they're somewhat related
mm-hmm.
and it can get to the point where you're just carrying that almost learned response or this, like this narrative of like, I don't deserve this, or I'm going to get caught, or
yeah.
something, even if I do something well and I'm praised for it, I will later get in trouble mm-hmm. or I'll be, mm-hmm. I'll disappoint somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we can carry this narrative with us, even when in adulthood mm-hmm. you do something that you want to celebrate or you do well or you feel proud of, and you actually didn't skip any steps. You mm-hmm. didn't do something wrong, so to speak. It's just kind of a pure moment of joy or something you really earned.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling can still hang around even when you're not thinking like, well, okay, I got that raise, but do they know that I never really finished that one project? Even if you finished everything, and yes, of course you earned this raise, there can be that feeling of mm-hmm. like, well, but now I have to be on the lookout because something good happened, so now something bad will happen because that's...
Right.
That's what I've learned.
Right. Right.
And like, of course, life, there's good things that happen. There's bad things that happen. There's mm-hmm. neutral things that mm-hmm. happen. That's mm-hmm. just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, something eventually is probably going to go wrong because that's how life is.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
that doesn't mean it's connected to this good thing that happened.
Yes.
Okay, you got a raise. Yay, that's yes. incredible. And then 2 weeks later, your car needs a major repair. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, see, I knew it. And it's like, those aren't connected.
Right, right.
That's
right.
not connected. But we can, if we have this pattern in our heads, we can start to make those connections
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
rather than being mm-hmm. able to shift into like, okay, well, life still exists. Life still happens and mm-hmm. the challenges in life still
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be connected. So like, yeah, things are going to happen.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's the other shoe dropping.
Mm-hmm.
It just means something happened. Also, Can we pause for a minute?
Yeah. Oops.
Where does that phrase come from? Where are shoes dropping from? Like, are you kicking them off your feet?
The other shoe is going to drop. I don't know. We should. Well, I shut my phone off. But we should look that up. Where does the saying come from? The other shoe is going to drop.
We'll update you next time.
And
like, where is it from?
Is dropping shoe? Why is a shoe dropping bad? I mean, if it drops on your head.
Yeah, that would. Maybe that is could that what hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did that once. I remember. We used to put the shoe in the door, at the top of the door, and then when
holders.
Yeah. No, I forget what it was, but. Anyway, it was some prank that we did as a kid.
To my
dad. And I remember he opened the door and the shoe dropped on his head. And it was a heel.
Oh, no.
I don't think he came back to say goodnight. Sorry, Dad. I don't think he did not come back to say. I remember that. That was crazy. Anyway, so that shoe dropped. And that was bad shoe drop.
That is a really bad shoe drop.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back. We'll update you, but. Yeah.
On my dad?
No, on the phrase. Maybe and your dad. We'll have, we'll have him come talk.
Yeah. So, but with the other shoe dropping, and, the thing that I was thinking about is okay, well, so if we're walking around thinking about this other shoe that drops, and we know from an ADHD perspective that not all, but there's a relationship between anxiety and usually there's some comorbidity, as we call it, whether it's depression or anxiety or OCD that come with it.
Yep.
And so I wondered about, what role does anxiety play in that scenario? What role does anxiety play in the way in which we experience that feeling of the other shoe dropping? So there's already you can't see it, but Jaggy's actually laughing hysterically. I'm trying to do this.
I am just still thinking, what a weird saying. I'm sorry, I will put that beside
the shoe
behind me. It's such a weird saying.
Yeah.
And you keep saying it because that's what we're talking about, and so I just keep being reminded of it. But right, the tie to anxiety.
Thank you for picking that up.
Because they are tied, but they, I think, also are separate. They can exist separately.
Yeah.
And they're not the same.
No. I think, so if I have the experience of just thinking that, oh my God, let's just say, for lack of a better way to say it, somebody's going to find out.
Yep.
If I am a person who maybe has a little bit bouncier nervous system, as Dr. Nash used to say, he didn't mean to say that about me, he just said that about anxiety, a bouncy nervous system. But if I have a tendency to run a little higher in anxiety, then that feeling of somebody's going to find out is probably, again, heightened. Because as we say that, we know that we... Are you waiting for me to say the other shoe going to drop?
Yes.
So with the anxiety, and then the... I don't want to say it. With the other shoe dropping, the feeling, I think, is intensified because of the... With anxiety comes excessive worry.
Yes.
And so the worry about it, and it's not necessarily that this other feeling of the other shoe dropping is just sitting with us all day and all night, it's prevalent. But if you talk to a lot of people, it's there, and they can kind of feel it, and sometimes it gets bigger and smaller. But anyway, so I'm thinking about the relationship between anxiety and, again, the other shoe dropping, and if anxiety is managed in super healthy ways, does that mean that the feeling can be less intense in this other shoe dropping? So
yes.
Now we can even go back a little bit further and say, okay, well, if a part anyway of this other shoe dropping, I'm just going to keep saying it.
I've calmed down.
But so we can think about that, and I think I maybe said it earlier, in that if this feeling of the other shoe dropping is because, now I'm laughing about it, is because, for example, like we said earlier, there's something that we know that we didn't do, or we procrastinated on something, or as my dad would say, we half-assed something, yep. Or sometimes in the neighborhood, you might say we half-stepped. But if you go to, let's say, you know what, I want to be a person who not lives by my word, but does what I say I'm going to do mm-hmm. in the appropriate times and all that stuff. So let's say you ask me to do something, Jackie, and I'm going to do the thing, and maybe my normal practice is maybe I would just skip a step in it.
Yeah.
And then say, okay, you know, here you go, and it's probably just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the other way of doing that would be that, you know, instead of me doing that way or shortcutting or half-stepping, what if I just said and made the commitment to myself that I'm going to do things in a way that is in alignment with what I had committed to you sure. to do? So, do you follow what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if I was a procrastinator, well, I began to work on procrastinating, and if I know that my procrastination, which then causes me to rush and do something, and then the quality of that thing isn't done the way in which it should be done,
yeah.
then if I can, again, get down here at this end, if right. this is making sense, if I can cut out the procrastination, do the thing, I then will have fewer experiences where I know that I didn't do what it is in a way that I could have done it. And I think that shoe-dropping feeling
yeah.
might be eliminated because I think it's closely connected to that. And the wonderful thing I think about that is that some things we don't have power and control over,
mm-hmm.
but in some cases, I think, like the way that what I'm describing mm-hmm. there, we do have some flavoring of power and control yeah. to change a behavior, modify that behavior, and have a different outcome, and maybe feel a little bit different or a little less like there's always a shoe that's going to drop.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I think
that was kind of a lot.
Sometimes it was great, though. I do think that's a really good way of explaining it, and really keeping in mind, yeah, what can you control, what can you manage, mm-hmm. and what can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because probably with ADHD, procrastination won't be eliminated, but it's something you can really work towards and dedicate time to learning how to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And strategies that work for you and how to dedicate more time. Maybe just slow down and give yourself an excessive amount of time to do the things you say you're going to do so that in those moments when a problem pops up, you actually have time to sit with that problem and figure it out then instead of saying like, okay, I don't have time to do this now, but I'll do that later. And mm-hmm. then you never do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're able to figure out what are the things I can change or work on, then what downstream effect does that have? Well, then also being aware of like, okay, if I'm really making these changes and I'm really trying to intentionally focus on this and I'm still having this feeling, or I'm still having a lot of anxiety or whatever that is, noticing that like, okay, maybe this is coming from somewhere else mm-hmm. or I need to work mm-hmm. on this from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I can continue to put in this intentional work to, you know, to continue the example,
yeah.
reduce my procrastination, but mm-hmm. I also am aware that there's something else going on and I need to address that.
Right.
But rather than sitting with that, well, I have ADHD, so I just put things off. Like having the
mm-hmm.
acceptance of, yeah, that is your tendency, and that's because of the way your brain works.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have full control,
mm-hmm.
but there's an in-between. There's an acceptance and a way to make progress, if mm-hmm. that's an area you want to make progress mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. You know, it might not be, but...
Yeah. I think, you know, just like what you were saying, again, to come back to that word, is curious and curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Curiosity around, if that feeling is there for you, where does that feeling... Where's the root of that feeling coming from? And sometimes you may be able to find it and sometimes you won't, but again, that just intense curiosity, I yes. think, really creates an opportunity to gain some understanding about the origins
yep.
of not yep. the phrase the other shoe dropping, but the origins of the feeling.
Of the feeling.
Of the other shoe dropping.
Exactly. Exactly. And I, again, I think it, a lot can come back to, too, really digging into where that comes from for you. And maybe there wasn't one incident in childhood that you can remember that triggered this or something. But just sitting with, like, oh, could this possibly be from my experience as a child growing up in my home or in my school? Could this be something I felt shame around? Does that shame need to be dealt with? What is that deeper stuff that might be coming up that, yeah, then if you are working on the procrastination, these feelings are still there, that shame is still there, or that fear is still there, whatever it is. And they maybe aren't going away even with the procrastination, or it's lessened, but it's still pretty significant. And so then, like we said before, you kind of come at it from a different angle. And sometimes, you know, again, that's where therapy can really help, because we have different modalities of really getting into those parts of you. And sitting with that emotion and learning more and being curious about the emotion.
Yeah.
think I just kind of repeated what you were saying, but
no, it's just it's said wonderfully.
Yeah.
So in thinking about this other shoe dropping, I don't know if there's more connected to that. I think that, again, to come back to that word of curiosity, is just massive, and it really, I think, can be a game changer.
It can.
As people say.
It can.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so just be aware that might be a pattern your brain jumps into, and that's pretty typical, pretty normal, especially for an ADHD brain, and it's not something that has to be there. It's something that you can become more aware of and start to pick apart.
When you say it's not something that has to be there, do you mean in terms of the feeling? It doesn't have to be there, because there's ways to bust the feeling apart. You don't have to live with that necessarily.
No, you don't.
Which is fantastic.
We might not eliminate it 100%.
Yeah.
But that a reduction. But it doesn't have to be there as strongly as it is. That's something we can work with. So thank you for dealing with me today. Thank you for listening to Marcus today.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you, hear you. Well, we'll talk to you at you.
Yes.
Next week.
With you. And with that said, thank you.
Thank you.